In an effort to drive awareness and an understanding of Bearing Point's enterprise performance improvement set of solutions, we're joined today by Managing Director Frank Makris, who will be discussing IT effectiveness and spend management and how it can help your organization reduce costs and improve performance. Frank, thanks a lot for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
And I'd like to start off with you by asking, what are some of the challenges facing a CIO within financial services today?
Wow, the challenges are great. You know, the CIO in today's world is faced with so many challenges. The ever-changing marketplace, the demands placed by the business on technology probably have never been greater. And you think about technology as the primary delivery vehicle of products and services to end customers these days in financial services. And the demand for technology resource and technology enablement really has just skyrocketed over the last 5 years, really changed the entire landscape from more of a paper-based, process-based enablement to much more technology enablement. And so the CIO is now challenged with to deliver against all those demands by the marketplace and also deliver cost-effectively. And I think that's where we see real challenges. And CIOs are trying so hard to do all the right things. And I think most of them are doing a lot of very good things. I think the challenge they have is focusing on delivering on growth, delivering on meeting all the needs of the business, and also at the same time, fundamentally changing their cost structure. And I think that's a tall order for anybody. And I think that's one of the things that we're focused on here is how to transform for the long term the cost structure of an organization and how to take these one-off cost savings initiatives that they have and help them become more sustainable long term. So that's sort of a preface going into this. So as we think about, you know, the enterprise performance improvement umbrella solution that Bearing Point has, now we're saying within technology there's a real specific set of tools and techniques we can apply to help the CIO deliver on that promise for the enterprise.
And with that in mind, taking a look at the cost structure in organizations, what's the relationship between IT and the purchasing functions in today's financial services company, and then how has that changed over the last 3 to 5 years?
Absolutely. Wow, what an opportunity. You know, in most organizations, the purchasing function has been either decentralized or a part of a corporate function, and sometimes the technology group has been underserved by the procurement and purchasing function. I think what companies are realizing is that much of the procured spend is technology widgets, and because it's growing so fast, both on the labor side of the equation and also on the technology components, the servers and PCs and desktops and also the network equipment that they have, really they have to spend time and focus on this, and it's really an ever-changing environment and very dynamic. But the companies that have achieved, you know, world-class status in this have really become more strategic in their approach and using things like strategic sourcing to really address the spend that they have in the technology side, and really addressing, do they get the right unit rate for the things they're procuring, and also are they managing the demand for those items? I think it's both sides. It's a supply side and a demand side equation, and that's where, you know, many companies for years focused only on the supply side, getting that right unit rate, but they haven't been managing the demand. And so I think some of the techniques that are out there today, and for those companies that are applying those leading practices, they really have specialized commodity managers that understand each of these procured goods and how to both manage the supply side to make sure they've got the right contracts in place at the right unit rates, but also how to help manage the demand within the organization. And that's where it goes beyond procurement into really the operations. But procurement can provide really good information that can be used by the organization to help manage that demand.
So what are some of the tools that are available? What are some of the levers a financial services CIO has to reduce cost and improve performance?
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, I think it comes down to a few things. You've got, again, the first is the cost of labor and getting the levers right on that, getting the operating model and the sourcing model correct. And, of course, there's no surprise that in the last 5 years, even in financial services, which was probably more risk-averse than some of the other industries, we have no choice but to go with this global sourcing model where you have either an offshore captive or you have full outsourcing of some of the functions. And really, that's driving that labor arbitrage that is so important to get more throughput at lower cost on the labor side. And so optimizing that both for the application development and maintenance groups and for the infrastructure domains is very, very critical. So that's the labor component. We found in some organizations that, they've negotiated a great unit cost of the labor, but they're not managing the demand side of the equation, meaning that they're using these third-party vendors as contingent labor rather than as a managed service. So I think the other leading practice that we're seeing in the industry is that for organizations, first is to negotiate the right contract, but secondly, managing as a managed service as opposed to an hourly contingent labor force really provides the business an outcome as opposed to a potential for high cost or lots of hours being charged that aren't necessarily productive. And so, those are some things we're seeing in the industry on the labor side. On the infrastructure side and on some of these technology domains, really the key is to really understand the connectivity of all these parts and how they work together. And so, again, you've got to convert from a general ledger view of the world to really understanding the outputs, the cost of those outputs. And, one of our solutions is called IT Cost Transparency, which is paramount to really providing that information that can look across the organization and say, what is the total cost of the service being provided by the mainframe organization or the network organization, people and hardware and facilities, and how does that relate to the applications that are being delivered through to the business? So if you have an acquisition system or an origination system or a servicing system, what is the total cost of that system to the organization, and how does that support the overall business function of servicing or acquisition? And really looking at the end-to-end cost of that, and if it's high, which in many cases it is high, how do you deal with that? And again, CIOs have historically built up excess capacity. So they've increased the supply of things because that's the only way they were able to manage. So historically, I always wanted to have, if I'm a CIO, I always want to have more of everything so that something never goes bump in the night. So I buy more capacity in the mainframe, I buy more capacity in the network, I buy more capacity in the server environment, and then you wonder why there's a high cost to the organization. And it's because we're not managing the demand side as well as we should be. So with tools like IT Cost Transparency, we're able to really understand the discrete widgets that are produced by technology, apply industry benchmarks or internal benchmarks, and determine what the real performance is of those things and how we can improve the operation and how to really find efficiencies and be able to take the dollars and reinvest in growth or improve profit for the company overall.
Sounds like part of the challenge is to change the mindset a little bit, and I'm wondering how a CIO can improve the business unit's understanding of technology costs.
Well, that's fundamental. And, in today's world, as important as technology is to the business still really doesn't understand it. And quite honestly, technology has had a hard time describing what they do to the business. And the business really only cares about how does this relate to my transaction volumes and then the actual business we're delivering. That's the key, is how do we take technology, which really remains a black box in many organizations, how do we decompose that into the processes that are provided, relate those processes to the services that are delivered. So here we have, the cost of, the development process and the QA process and the testing process and the operations process, and relating that to the services that are delivered to the business. But again, those services would be described in technology terms, like providing the batch environment or the online environment to the business, and relating that online environment and the mainframe to the e-commerce application, and then the e-commerce application that is related to delivery of the e-commerce business to the customers. So it's all about bill pay and online transactions and online acquisition of customers and credit card applications and all of those things, and that's the holy grail, is relating technology consumption and technology, resources to that business process called e-commerce bill pay, and really knowing when that business doubles in size or increases in size, what is the demand back to the technology organization, and what is that going to do to costs over time, and can you predict it over time? And so there are tools and techniques to do that for the first time ever, and I think that's a real opportunity for companies to really understand how to scale up and scale down when with changes in business volume. And of course, you can't do that overnight. But if CIOs can understand how to better change their cost structure, again, this is transforming that cost structure from a largely fixed cost structure to creating some contingencies and some variability to that cost structure so they can scale up and scale down.
So I'm a CIO, and I've been given a mandate to reduce costs and improve performance. I sit down with you. What advice would you give me?
First, I would ask, you know, can they show me the cost of all the inputs and the outputs that they're producing within the technology organization? And can we relate those to all the things that they're delivering? And if all they can say is, I've got a general ledger view of this, they will have difficulty in reducing their expenses. You've got to find a way to quickly build transparency into the operation and really then drill into all the component pieces. And what you'll find is the operations people know that there's a problem with a certain system, that a system is architected poorly and it's making bad use of the network and it's making bad use of the mainframe resources. But we really don't understand the cost impact of that unless we've measured that. And so once you see the cost impact of some of these things, business leaders are compelled to act. And so, again, with some of our tools and techniques, we're able to rapidly measure these things. And I think that's the key, is that there's a measurement element of these solutions that allows companies to really feel confident about the decisions they're making to modify their expense structure and to save the expenses and reduce the costs overall. And really, the other part of it is to be able to sustain those over time. So once you put this measurement process in place, you can determine and measure over time and monitor, did we achieve what we thought we'd achieved? You know, we made a change in period one. In period two, three, and four, we should see those changes reflected. We should be able to measure that and say, yes, indeed, we did achieve what we set out to achieve, and we did, in effect, change the expense, the run rate expense going forward. So that's really important. Let me also say that some of these things are process and policy changes as well. And let me give you a good example of that. So in many of our clients, they're paying way more than they should for data storage. And you know, most of their data is classified as tier one data. And tier one data with companies like, you know, EMC and other storage vendors, it is much more expensive to store tier one data because of all the regulatory requirements around that. And yet most of the data, quite honestly, if it was classified properly, would be classified as Tier 3 or Tier 4 data. And if everything's classified as Tier 1, you're paying that very premium support and premium cost to store it that way. And so, again, with just some changes in our policies in classifying data, we're able to fundamentally change the cost structure going forward. And so it's things like this that are all grounded in, you know, measurement and classification and understanding. And then we're able to, once we do that, change policies and procedures that will change the cost structure going forward. So if I can leave you with those thoughts, it's that really some rapid measurement techniques can really provide the insights leaders need to be able to get at the root causes of some of these issues and really drive sustainable cost reduction in their operation.
That's great information, and appreciate you taking the time out today and talking to us, Frank, about IT cost transparency and spend management.
Very good. My pleasure. Thank you.
Frank Makris is Managing Director with Bearing Point.